South of the city, really on the border of Brussels, of the region, and we're gonna look for a river. And so I made this kind of little text. It's like you have rivers and canals, and water finds its way. So do fish, humans, boats, and animals and beasts or whatever. And sometimes they exceed, they cross, they meander, they evade. And so you have these natural riverbeds that have their own dynamics and shape along with time. But we'll see a lot of human interventions on the shapes. But of course there are a lot of processes that do not abide at all to those adjustments or to the choices that have been made to the landscape. So we're gonna follow a few of these trajectories for as long as we can, because we'll always find limits. And we're gonna follow them because they contain quite a lot of information. There's something random about them. Structures can be bypassed, or they can be used unexpectedly or even improperly. As it depends on what you call improper or not. And so the link with data, so in computing you have determined physical paths, you have infrastructure, and what you could do with them is supposedly to be predetermined, but what we're interested in here is really coloring outside of the lines and reversing processes, contaminating the unexpected, the improper. So we're gonna see a lot of these kind of zones that this is part one, and in part one we're gonna go into the in-between. And so we're here at Seria Kovi, which is it's actually over there. We won't see it, so I have a picture of it. Oh yeah, I'm gonna follow the order of my images, or otherwise I'll get confused. Where is the second batch? Here. So I have two batches. So yeah. So this is just a little bit of Brussels. Like, there's a lot outside. And this is the river that we're gonna try and find. It's called the Seine. The Seine. It's not the Seine.
So. Is not Paris.
No. Yeah. And so it's a river that they. So if you've been in the city center of Brussels, it's a river that they hid in several stages. So this is the projection of the old river on the current city plan. So you don't see the water anymore. So in order to do that kind of stuff, you have this kind of, so this is what Brussels used to like, you look like, more like Bruges. Yeah, so this, and that's a rendition of the architecture afterwards, so they made this kind of shift in what it used to look like. And of course, once it's built, you don't think on what you're walking. I have this really great pixelized version of
So this is the work of covering the
this
Seine.
Is the, yeah, this is in several phases the river got covered and it changed trajectory. And you go from this squiggly meandering shape to straight shapes. And so basically foam is here, and the first time they put the Seine under the streets is this straight line, really under the center, and then it didn't convene anymore, so now the river is next to the canal.
They moved the river.
They moved the river, yeah. Yeah, and this is the there's this relationship between the canal and the river that will become clear.
And on this map, where are we?
We are here. Yeah, but it's really like, you see the Pentagon I showed you? It's this little blobby thing, so we're a lot lower. Are we really on the border? We will walk along the border of Flanders and Brussels.
Which is more like this road here.
No, you'll see it. So what you're not seeing, so this is part of the Seria Kovi Sitte, which is behind those houses. And this is an abbey farm. And it used to belong to the Dukes of AA. So the Dukes of AA will come back also in this story a little bit. And this is part of the building of Seria Kovi. And it's this kind of, I had a lot of trouble finding information about it. I think it's from the 50s and there's a swimming pool, but it's a really nice building and it's already falling down a little bit. But there's a big school campus there called Seria Kovi, and I have the abbreviation in Dutch. Yeah. And in French, Centre d'enseignement et de recherche des industries alimentaires et chimiques. Centrum voor onderricht en opzoekingen der voedings- en chemische industrie. So this kind of center for research for the food industry and chemistry.
You can train to become a baker there.
Yeah. And it's the campus is divided in the French-speaking part. That's where the tiles are falling down. Sorry, it's the truth. And the other one, the Flemish one, which has this kind of modern version of like a modern version of the old tower, but is also quite dysfunctional because it becomes too hot actually for the cooks. So this is the path We're gonna approximately follow. And so now what we're gonna do is this is the Chaussée de Mons, and Femke knows a lot about Mons, so...
It's the Steenweg op Bergen.
Yeah. So it's these old roads going to somewhere. You'll see, it'll become a bit loud and a lot. Have a look, you'll see stuff. And then we'll go to the left. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so can we maybe share the load here?
Okay. Yeah. So we're almost saying goodbye to Brussels, but we're not.
No.
It's over there. Okay.
Like along the metro line, really.
Okay.
But I can't wait.
Yeah.
Nice.
You have to.
Oh, watch out! Slug.
Many.
Oh, true. Okay.
Well.
We can stop here. Not for long, huh? So this is not a river, but it is it's the Vogelzangbeek, which is the Birdsong Creek. So this is the border of Brussels and Flanders, and I have an air shot which I should have taken out, showing. This area, and so the only reason why it's so this is a nature reserve, and the only reason that it's a nature reserve is because it's this border territory, and nature does have to deal with high tension, so all the high tension cables go along through this nature reserve. And if you have a look at this air shot, you see this kind of green broccoli patch. This triangle is over there, and that's Flanders. And so this is Brussels with IKEA and Coca-Cola and the Ring Road. Yeah. And so this is in 1953 and in 2012. Yeah, so we're here. And it goes on. It's really nice, but it's quite narrow.
You hear one bird.
There's several.
Defines.
Sorry?
That was the border defines.
The water.
That one.
Yeah. The Vogelzangbeek.
Yeah, so if you diverted it.
Yeah. But now they have, so I got a lot of information from this Coordinatie Zenne, so this organization around the river. And they have a mutual agreement to take care of the nature reserve together.
Meaning flounders and bosses.
Yeah.
Great spirit of cooperation.
Yeah, but this nature reserve is taken care of by CEBE, and it's this kind of little non-profit organizations that do a lot of work on a voluntary basis. Yeah. And it's always like you see the industry gnawing at everywhere, and so there's always like danger, we must petition, whatever, and yeah. All this kind of, yeah. But you do see that in the 50s, it was just a little river, and now it became really, yeah.
It used to be farmland or what?
Yeah, this used to be really hardcore farmland, and still a lot that way. Bede is, and next to us is the village called Negenmanneke, which means nine men. Nine little men.
Little
men. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I shouldn't have worn shorts.
There's like a LED panel on it at night that makes visual animations.
No.
Yeah. To make it nicer.
No.
Oh my goodness.
during the cake break.
Yeah?
The
rainbow.
Yeah, but on the third building, on the tower.
Ah, not this one.
No, no.
Ah,
no.
Oh.
This one,
oh
next
my
year.
God.
You
how do
make
this like palatable to the rest of the community? So, in the tour I wanted to do, I wanted a lot of air shots, and somebody did the work for me, but he did use Google Maps, but he did a really good job. So in 2007, Marcel Redams, is his architect, made this kind of trajectory of what we're going to look at. And so our river is underneath the cooling tower. But the cooling tower is over there, so we, yeah. And this area is really, so now we're in Flanders, and if we go past those, we're in Brussels again. And, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. And also, yeah, the territory is really, really, oh yeah, no, it's the creek.
So the water flows underneath it really also.
Yeah, yeah.
And then does it, the cooling tower, does it also sort of eject water into the...
I think
the
so, yeah.
Probably take it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, one thing I forgot to say previously, that it got covered because it was overflowing. The Zenna got covered because it was overflowing, and it was a big diphtheria epidemic. 4,000 people died or something. So, and but the whole covering thing was very political, and there were all these proposals, and the one that got accepted was, of course, a bit corrupt and blah 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 blah.
It was also quite polluted, right?
Yeah, the Zenna at one time was really good, and then it got polluted heavily. Yeah. And what's now the tram in the middle of the center is still part of the old covered Zenna. So the one going from midi to north. So that was our river. Let's continue. So here it's you have eyes, but you see, yeah, look at the houses on the industry, the roads, and there's allotments, a lot of allotments, and Syria, and Xeria, and Kobi, and IKEA, and Coca-Cola, yeah. And birds. And it's where people can dump their old IKEA furniture to sell it with
the yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Is it a gift? Sorry, I'm not being a good
No, I'm recording though in between now too.
Okay.
Just because that's good. Nice your sound. Suspicious?
No. They're going. I'm looking at their. That's the other side of. That's where the nature is in. On peut passer?
I'm not sure.
We can have a peek there. But yeah, then we go that way.
So when you say allotments, you community gardens?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, no, okay. That's I thought lotissement.
On va pas loin. Non, non, je sais, mais je veux. On va pas loin. These are all allotments, but you can't go through, or you need a key, or you need. I know this guy has been here for 17 years, and so the food he's growing, he's using in his ice cream shop.
I do the carpet shop.
No, ice creams and food. So it's been like that for a while. Really, like gardening, like non-zones. I asked him like, who does it belong to, and he couldn't. I don't know. Yeah, perhaps we can ask them if they pay rent, but I only saw one person, so... yeah. He had to come back for his holiday to water the plants because of the extremely dry summer. Anyway.
So this will be the place where you find the furniture, clothes, whatever. So the real point is behind IKEA.
So this is the let's hit Michael. This is the depot stock
warehouse
for Petit Rien, and they get old furniture from people, and now they have this deal with IKEA that you could bring your old IKEA stuff. So this is the
just recycle it,
reuse
IKEA stuff.
Yeah, upgrade, downgrade, I don't know. Yeah.
Petit Rien.
Ungrade,
like,
yeah.
It's like Goodwill.
Yeah.
Goodwill shop.
Goodwill, yeah.
Decohere.
So we have to continue that way.
Try not to get run
and
over
that's
by
the. What you see here is the main ring road around Brussels. Going again in the direction of Moos and Charleroi.
Old road.
Take a picture of this.
Is like a dog thing.
Yeah, dogs to train your dog.
Have some stuff to say about pipe.
No, they're looking at a pipe and I think they're taking a picture of pipe. And let's do it here because it will be quieter. No, I don't know. Thought it was a good idea. Yeah.
There's more apples.
Yeah, I have a lot more, but that's
more elegant.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So we're going from the in between to the canal. And the canal was already present in a kind of forms for centuries, but this one really got dug between 1827 and 1832. It's the canal Charleroi-Brussels, and it actually, in Brussels, it becomes the Brussels Canal, and after Brussels, it becomes the Sea Canal. So it's not one canal. You see here, this is the relationship between the canal and our river. It's our river has to kind of jump and appear in these industry parks, which are all on the other side of the canal. Here you see the ring road in 2012, and this is what it was like in 53. Obstruction. The canal was used for transporting stuff, and this is one where women were pulling the boats.
So if you didn't have enough money for a horse, then
And in an old version of the canal was in a tunnel, a long tunnel, and the horses were too afraid, and so the people had to pull the boats as well. A contemporary boat is 1,300-500 ton, and that's 65 trucks. And if you know me, that I'm interested in this.
So is there still a shipping bypass, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
So only like two women could actually carry a boat?
Yeah. Or if you have the like traction, if you it's starting and then
it's fine. Yeah.
And then we can put these on top. canal is the country is not flat, and so they made these are all locks. We're going to go to this lock here, and Foam is really near to that lock. And you see this gigantic change in height. And I was going to print a picture, but I'll show you one later. Shut up. Sorry.
Yeah.
So this is the long thing is the Ronquière inclined plane. And it replaces 14 locks. And it's basically like a big container where you put a full ship in it with water. I can give you data. So
is it a wheel? Like a
no, it's like it's an elevator.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But instead of humans you put a big
Boat
on a huge bathtub.
Yeah.
It's 1.5 kilometers long. It lifts boats through 67 meters vertically. The caissons, they are 91 meters long and 12 meters wide, and they have a depth of 3 to 4 meters, and it can carry one boat of 1,350 tons.
Does it ever do two boats at the same time?
Yeah, you can do little boats. So
no, I mean one up, one down.
This I don't. Because then you have the counterweight. Yeah. Each caisson is pulled by 8 cables wound by winches located at the top of the inclined plane, and each cable is 1,480 meters long. The caisson can be moved between the two canal levels at a speed of 1.2 meters per second, taking about 22 minutes. It takes 50 minutes in total to pass through 1,800 meters of the entire structure. And so here you see the again these kind of schedules with how the water level changes and how the structures are done. This is what they transport on the canal. 54% of building materials, 27% oil, 7 agricultural, 2.9 scrap metal, 3.2 food, and 4.3 various containers. Let's have a look. Okay, and so about the canal.
Cyclist coming along.
Yeah. This is the green walk, so this is the picturesque tour around Brussels by bike. The nature reserve was a bit on foot. And then to finish with who lives in the canal, it's the Cyprinids, the common bream, the northern pike, the zander.
In the canal?
In the canal, the European eel and the eid or the orf.
Orf?
The orf. The winde, Ide melanote, baling,
yeah.
Anguille.
There's
snookbaar, sandre.
Yeah.
So the northern pike is snook grand brochet.
Oh, yeah.
The common bream is brasum of Braine commune. Cyprinids is voorn or certain type de carpe. So I asked the fisherman.
There's fish in the canal.
And sometimes he said he ate them.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah, he's still there. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the canal.
You can drink these drinks there.
Yeah, I'm thirsty. You go that way. I was just walking.
For a
So what is this? This is the
canal. This is the canal. Oh, yeah, sorry. If it wasn't clear.
Yeah.
This is the canal.
This looks a little bit more like the green path, right?
Yeah.
The green,
the promenade verte.
La promenade verte.
Yeah. I said something about cycles.
You want to say?
Then I stop them again.
Yeah, but it's nice here. It's
okay.
Out of the sun.
I should have done.
I just give a word. I'm recording.
Okay.
You know what highway it is?
So this is one of the... Oh yeah, sorry. So this is the canal. A river is over there somewhere. And on the other side, it's like a bicycle motorway. In the morning and in the evening, in the morning that way, in the evening that way. And there's a speed limit. So there's this minister who said, it's all good and well, these bikes, but you can't cycle more than 30 per hour.
What? It's ridiculous.
Do they enforce it?
Yeah, are there
I've been
police
stopped
officers?
Once for going too fast.
Oh my
I
god,
don't know.
This is so funny.
Yeah, they don't enforce the 30k speed limit for cars in the center ring.
No,
yeah.
So yeah, you walk under, and then you see that the motorway also has a drainage pipe.
So where does that drain to?
The canal, no,
okay.
The drainage.
Yeah, yeah.
I think in the canal. Yeah.
You just do a hole, no?
Yeah. And so.
Which
now
highway
we'll
is this actually? So this is the.
This is the one to Mons and Charleroi.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like major. Every morning it's traffic jam galore. Every evening traffic jam galore. So now we're going to walk for a while, and on the left we'll see the marina where you can rent rowboats and get quite expensive drinks.
You can rent
rowboats?
Oh, rowboats!
Rowboats,
I was like,
yeah,
rowing
boats!
And then near Rome is the one in the north, but we'll go a little bit further over there into... I always forget the name of it, just a minute. Into a thing which is called an overflow, hence the stack overflow stuff. Also the canal is something visual for us, but it's also a motorway for birds. And so when birds track, they use visual elements together with the magnetic field and stuff. But they use it as a visual line on how to track. And so you see a lot of, in October, you see a lot of activity. And here in the water, you have aalscholvers and reigers. And they are, and I both, herons and...
Cranes.
No, not cranes.
Seagulls.
Seagulls, the black ones that their feathers have to dry.
Aalscholver.
I know it. I'll tell you later.
They're like a cross. Their body is as long as their wings, and they're black.
Yeah. Cormorant, yeah. And so they're really good at diving because they don't have air bubbles and they don't have grease on their feathers. But that means that every time they dive, they have to dry to be able to fly. Let's go to the overflow. course.
What?
On the cell.
Celtic ritual.
Love letters.
I don't think so. School papers.
Too many things. Yeah, so somebody's burning their history course.
The Celts were never here.
Yeah, no. Shall we open a cookie now, or shall we hold it? Open a cookie? So yeah, if you want cookies, come to the information. Called Tender Hearts, wow.
Tender Hearts.
Yeah. So, we're in the overflow.
You can open it.
Perhaps we should keep Maria.
No.
Okay, so the overflow. Here we have a lovely schedule on how the water travels when there's too much and whatever. And the overflow functions as such, if there's too much water here, it goes into the canal. In Dutch it's called an overstort or a diversion, so not a diversion but a diversion. And there are several overflows along the city, also in places that you don't really know that they're there. So this is part three of six parts of the walk. And in software, a stack overflow occurs if the stack pointer exceeds the stack bound. The call stack may consist of a limited amount of address space, often determined at the start of a program. The size of the call stack depends on many factors, including the programming language, the machine architecture, multi-threading, and amount of available memory. When a program attempts to use more space than is available on the call stack, that is, when it attempts to access memory beyond the call stack's bounds, which is essentially a buffer overflow, the stack is said to overflow, typically resulting in a program crash. Here, of course, the program doesn't crash, but the overflow brings a lot of crap it brings organic material, heavy metals, bacteria, viruses into the canal and vice versa. So here we're actually almost in our river, and this is the canal, this is the overflow, and here's our river. And so we're gonna meet it there in just a minute. And we're gonna do this kind of, so you see, you cannot pass it, but you see that many people that have already passed it.
But the overflow comes then from the river?
The overflow comes from the river.
Okay.
Yeah.
But also from the city center, or not?
There's several, there's really a lot of overflows.
Okay.
And so we can, this is the railway, so we can walk up till here. See the Riverside Park, and then yeah, leave the. We have to go back. We have to leave our river again because the wall is crumbling. And so, yeah, these are all overflows, and this one is particularly pretty crazy. So foam is here, foam as the central point. And this is Saint-Hélène, so a very busy bridge. And the overflow is next to road tunnels, metro tunnels. This is our river, the canal, the overflows, and the... It's a nice one. And yeah, here this is the overflow in a picture where you don't see anything. Saint-Hélène overflow.
And what does it overflow? Like, is it
sewage? No, this one says all. yeah. So the overflow there. Yeah, these are also regions. So this is Wallonia, Flanders, Brussels, Flanders. The canal, our river, and all other little creeks. And what it overflows there.
But it's from the river, so to kind of tame the natural...
But sometimes it fails, like...
Obviously, yeah.
I have these pictures, but I didn't bring them there in foam, where the lock overflowed. Yeah.
In the United Kingdom, they have a problem with the sewage overflows. Because when it rains, water goes down into the drains of the streets, into the sewage pipes, and the sewage pipes also have overflows to deal with this. And those often just get flushed into rivers and out to the beaches. So when it's heavy, heavy rains and floods in the UK, the sewage system overflows and just like expunges.
Yeah. And you have, I don't know who's telling me about it, but you have in London, you have balls of fat in the sewers, and they have to manually dig them out.
Fatbergs.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, after Christmas, when people make greasy dinners, it's also a big problem because people just flush it down the toilet. Mm-hmm. So you get loads of vegetable oils and cooking oils in the sewage.
Yeah.
Mm. That's also a nice one. It's about how much goes through. How much water? The
some
rate.
Some pipes are larger than others.
Yeah. No, it's not the pipe. It's the amount. It's the flood. The amount that it can take. So this, because this is the canal and this is our river, the Zenna.
Yeah, by crossing. Yeah.
And you see these.
But it looks like a pipe.
Yeah. That's why I took the picture.
Okay.
This is
the lock on the first day of school.
Hardcore.
Vengeance.
Yeah.
Black magic.
The Venice you do so only a few.
Oh, one? Oh, wait.
You can send him a text.
Hello, Zenna. Yeah, this is one of the few places where it's most natural in Brussels. Yeah, we can go up to there and then it stops. And also they've made the railroad a lot larger for local trains, but they've been doing that for 10 years and there are still no more local trains. I park in the street park. Equivalent with Ireland though, or hardware. Ireland.
Think about it. We have time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What time is it?
12:30.
Ah yeah. Okay. Will you drink?
No.
How's about?
Okay. An excuse.
So we're gonna go back there. Go to the right. And so the island was a textile industry. So there was a water mill on there, like in different, like old water mill, newer, and then it stopped in the 80s.
So this water mill was taking
the water of the Zenna. So the I can show it now because it's nice. Yeah, I'll prepare. Here's our canal, and we're gonna walk. We're gonna do this. And so here was the water mill. Here, but I think almost all the textiles industry left Brussels. There's still a factory there of men's clothing, or its distribution.
Yeah.
And there's a really funnily placed Italian restaurant on a really kind of bizarre.
But the island, where did it?
This is a river is coming from here.
Literally
an island. Yeah, and they say that Brussels got started on an island, like Sint-Jorix in the center, Saint-Géry, was an island. Oh yeah, we see it on the first map. Yeah.
So you can still see. A little bit of the Seine.
No, it's a fake one.
It's a fake one, yeah, that's
right.
They rebuilt it to give the experience.
Oh yeah,
there's an Italian restaurant on top of it as well.
In the blue.
True, maybe they're the same.
Folder.
It's their thing, they try to find islands.
Yeah. Yeah, 1 foot.
Yeah, this is the. Yeah, so this is about the center. This is the one you see in Sint-Jorix from the top. And so, yeah, now we're really back in the historical Brussels. Yeah, this is a cartoon on how it was always going over the borders. The river, the Zenna. Just that one. And so after they covered it, there were these competitions for architecture competitions. And you really see the change in style. Yeah, the building of the Beurs.
Yeah, the Beurs.
Yeah. Political cartoons. Yeah, so this is the Ansbach, And Ansbach is the one who did all the works covering the Zenith, the first one. And there was a lot of speak about corruption, and so that's why he's now he's just he became a street name, but and so there's all these designs of on how it should be, really all kinds, really all types of proposals. It's really a hardcore intervention in the city tissue.
But also they first covered it and then they displaced it.
Yeah, I said that.
Ah, already, yeah, sorry. She's right on time.
Okay, let's go to the island. See that the AA family is there again, the AA street, and the grey building changes into the mill.
This AA family, are you going to extend it later? Or?
No, it's just that the Dukes of A, so you had Anderlecht as a little region, and next to it you had AA, and the Dukes of AA were very powerful. So basically, the farm you saw at Siria Kuvi. You saw it on a picture. this was all AA actually. And Bollings was the last, was one of the wool trader families. And this is also again part of the green walk of Brussels, Promenade Verte. So that's the mill. And we're almost on the island. A cat. A very weird place. So this factory stopped in 84.
And what is happening now? It's just empty.
Was the restaurant inside the industry? Like, did it,
yeah.
it occupy like the top part? Or
yeah, the top floor of the.
Yeah.
But there is some religion, and
quite a bit.
And some people having a picnic. So now we're on the island.
How it's covered.
Oh, it's some furniture stuff. Mm-hmm. And we came here in the weekend. Has this gigantic garden. So I like the
one way.
I like the dead traffic lights.
But this is the Zenith.
This is the Zenith.
And so what makes the island
It really goes around.
The Zenne goes, it's
Zenne
a meander of the Zenne.
Yeah, it's a... You just see the lovely... Like, we have a tractor, we don't want to... We're not going to tear it out, we're just going to leave it.
No. Too rough.
Yeah. I'm amused by the supplementary bridge they put on their bridge.
Yeah. Oh, it's a very... Now we're going now really in hardcore industry zone, and so it'll be quite noisy and a bit weird, like here.
Maybe that is part of the Catholic Church.
I don't know. I was really like Walter and Mimi walked around it and this
Christian.
Christian.
Yeah.
I'm going to Okay, the river is behind those bushes. We can access it in two ways, or we go to the zone PP of the of the gas station, or you could go around. So, or you go for a little bit smelly, or you go around smelly. And again, this is like one of the five major entry points of Brussels. And in the morning all the traffic goes that way, and in the evening all the traffic goes the other way. And so yeah, we'll see the river over there. And you'll see also some traces of old gardens. Like when I was there a few weeks ago, the prunes and the grapes were full on ripe. So yeah, we'll go around there and watch where you step, or and we'll come out on the other side.
berries. Well,
yeah, no, I wouldn't taste it.
No.
Yeah.
Some people did. They're all already, yeah, the prunes are, now they've all dried up. So now you'll see, this is where we are, and this is where the river goes. And so we'll go that way again.
So wait, so this is the sign
yeah.
you're seeing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it goes under somehow.
Yeah. Mm. And this is what you were asking about, houseboats.
Mm-hmm.
And so the canal is over there, and there's a bunch of houseboats over there. So yeah. You are here.
No, I'm just looking.
No,
I know. But yeah.
So we're gonna take that bridge over. We're gonna have one last stop on the other side of the bridge, and a lot of the bridges here are lived under. So. And also one of the gardens is living space. What?
I didn't see.
No, that a lot of I think this bridge as well. The bridges are lived under. Yeah.
Is it for refugees, for migrants, for and anyone who doesn't have a home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so yeah, we're gonna cross that bridge, and we're going in this collective garden of a few artists, just have a break, and I have some last pictures for you over there.
But that's not...
there's a sense in which it's political, but there's a lot of other senses in which it's really not.
No, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not. I mean, that's.
It's the adventure walk of obsolete technology.
Indeed. Oh, overflow. See what's washed up. Television technology.
Books.
Exactly. Don't mind him. Settle down.
Okay. I have a sweet. Have a lychee juice.
Is there still some?
Yes.
These people living there?
They're living there.
But they're like some pompier or.
You didn't ask. I think they get the idea.
Wow, look at their pears.
Yeah, I know the pears are amazing.
And the pigeon.
The grapes.
Yeah, I thought it was like mango for a second, but then I realized I was eating Brussels.
Yeah, pear and
Brussels. So, this is the. This is the last moment that we'll see the river. It's over there, and then basically It goes underneath, next to the train tracks and underneath the train tracks, and I've not tried. Yeah, no, we tried and we got, there were gates that we couldn't climb over.
He's the same guy.
No, Romanian, Romanian.
Romano de Madrid?
Yeah. Yeah, they have a sports.
With
the statues in
brackets.
Si. Si. Amigo de...
Cuba.
So they're saying a barbecue and
with beer.
Beer.
We should
organize a barbecue with beer. Okay, so let's leave the river alone soon. And so this, if you want to look, this is the trajectory of what we won't see. And this is the last part before it delves under the city. So it's quite a while. It's quite a few kilometers. We're here now. And then I tried to get in these industry terrains, but they had these very high fences, and I'm not a good climber. There were these fences, like, no, it's beyond fence. Gates, big gates with pointy bits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't like pointy
Old
bits.
Kind
of. No, I need, I think welding machines.
Acetylene cutters?
Oh, yeah, for the, no, that was serious.
Too
yeah. Anyway, this is all being recorded. Thank you. And so it goes under here in Anderlecht. This is quite near the MIDI station. Have you been there, Martino? Here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you access it there? I didn't try.
Yeah, from that side.
From that side. There's
it's
a
like
car
a
wash here.
Mm-hmm. So you can look at the.
Oh, yeah.
It's like these grills.
Yeah.
The water
yeah.
And a lot of garbage.
Mm. And so, yeah. So this is what the river looks like under the city.
By boat?
Well, I have. I didn't. I thought of bringing the. I can. There's two videos. There's one video of these guys who got in with a inflatable boat. So they must have opened the grill in some way, and then they.
Yeah, but you can
they
walk behind.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you have
okay.
The space to
so they had these little inflatable kayaks.
So
yeah.
Walk behind and then inflate.
Yeah.
And watch out
but
for pointy bits.
Narrow down inside.
It looked okay. For the record, two people nodding. And so yeah, so the if you want to work on it, you can only do it by boat. So there's no pedestrian, you can't walk next to it. And there's another video I found where they did a documentary. It's very badly pixelized, but they had to open like the street and then lower this boat to get in. It was very clumsy. This is an old deep diversion which is not used anymore.
So it's like dry.
Yeah, it's like dry. And this was a very nice booklet. So it's on if you want to become somebody who works in the gutters of the city. Yeah. And yeah, more. He's
these are the gutters. This is
the gutters. So yeah, river gutters. Yeah. The drains, yeah. The drains.
Riolo.
They are next to the river, actually.
Yeah.
No? The
yeah.
tube of the gutters goes through the
yeah.
parallel to the.
Yeah. And
pretty similar.
We're ending with the gutters because our initial plan was to bring you to the Riolo Museum, Musée des Égouts, so the gutter museum.
Sewers.
But it closed.
Forever. It filled it up with fat. It filled it up with fat.
The ball.
Oh, that's a shame.
So normally there was not going to be a walk. this was plan B. Thank you for your attention.
Don't forget to buy.
What?
Yeah.
We will. The idea was to walk to Wheels and take a tram there. But then I don't know what the smartest thing is. Then we change
what?
It midi or.